This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. When I was in Sao Paulo this week, I downloaded the Uber app to my iPhone for the first time. Uber is a phone app that connects their users with private drivers who can afford to give rides for half the price of a taxi. My first Uber driver lost his job as a truck driver and took a job with Uber to make ends meet. He was not the only casualty of Brazil's economic recession. While the fallout from the recession appears to have bottomed out, nobody is able to estimate when things may begin to improve. Most companies have enacted a hiring freeze. One of the largest property managers in Sao Paulo informed me that both residential and commercial leasing demand is down 40%. Things are so tight in Brazil that beer sales have even fallen by 9% in the last quarter. This was during the Olympic Games, so you know things are bad when Brazilians are cutting back on one of their favorite pastimes during the world's largest sporting event. The Brazilian FBI is not done arresting people either. The former president of the Senate has now been taken into custody, and the new president of the Senate is also under investigation. They have now begun arresting their own corrupt members of the federal police who attempted to block investigations into certain members of Congress. Ironically, it seems, the Brazilians need an escape from all the bad political news lately, and so they turn to something a little more entertaining, American politics. Brazilians want to know what I think of Donald Trump. Apparently, he has earned a reputation as a flamboyant, arrogant, quick-to-fly-off-the-handle candidate. Imagine that. It seems everyone in Brazil has an opinion on who the next president should be. It has always amazed me how the U.S. holds the attention of the rest of the world while we could care less about who got voted in or out of office anywhere else. Agriculture continues to be the anchor keeping the Brazilian economy in place. While areas of Brazil were hit hard by drought last season, especially the Northeast, lack of production was buffered by strong market prices. Farmers in Mato Grosso are almost finished getting their soybeans planted, and they are eager to take advantage of these prices, hoping they stick around a bit longer. Other areas like Minas Gerais and Bahia have the planters hitch up to the tractors, but are still waiting for more timely rains before they hit the ground running. The more courageous ones have begun planting in the dust, trusting that the rain will come back after a five-month absence as it always does. Others continue to take an approach of seeing is believing, waiting for at least one ground-soaking rain before they put seed to dirt. The forecast does call for more rain. If American farmers were looking to Brazil for evidence of weather-related market rallies, they may have to wait a while longer. You are listening to the Comstock Report. While Brazil has been conditioned to exporting its excess corn the last several years, the drought last year has created a supply problem, resulting in record harvest prices. If you were one of the farmers that wasn't hit by drought and still managed to produce well, you hit a last-minute home run on your corn. While prices were expected to be around $3.30 at harvest, they shot up to over $5 per bushel in a very short period of time. More impressive is that they have still managed to stay there. This has reportedly made some corn that was destined for abroad come back home. Why ship it across the world for $4 when you can sell it where it is for $5? Despite high corn prices, farmers are not expected to increase their corn area for the 2016-2017 season. They have seen this show before, and they are not as easily enticed. They are still betting on soybeans, keeping their crop mix where it is at. The truth is that operating financing plays a major role in what gets planted and when. Grain traders do not finance corn the same way they do soybeans. Nor can you find someone to buy your corn crop at the drop of a hat like you can your soybeans. CONAB is looking for good weather this year. While the corn area may not change much, corn production is expected to increase by as much as 24% to nearly 84 million metric tons. There are two corn crops in Brazil. Two-thirds of this comes from Brazil's second crop, which is planted in late January, early February, and harvested in July. The first crop is being planted now, but they won't look to harvest until March or April. Soybean area is expected to increase by as much as 2.7% over last year. Soybean production could surpass 104 million metric tons. That would be a 9% increase over last year and a new record. Local prices continue to provide a boost for soybean farmers. This is not expected to change anytime soon. The relationship with the dollar and the Brazilian real will likely have more impact on local soybean prices in Brazil more than anything in the next 12 months, and the economic rebound will have the greatest influence on what those currencies do. I can see Uber doing very well in this recession. You are listening to the Comstock Report. For more information, go online at comstock.com or visit us in Royal, Iowa, or call 712-933-9400.